You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Good evening, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Father Pat Robinson. I used to be the pastor here for, 19 years? Something like that. Anyway, it's good to be home. We have some interesting food for thought tonight. From the Book of Kings, we're following Elijah. Now, he's having a very bad day. People are out to kill him. And he is the prophet of God. Yet the Israelites are turning against him. They want to kill him. So he's very discouraged. And he's on a way to Mount Horeb. Now, that name is not familiar to most of us. It wasn't to me till I read up on it. It's actually Mount Sinai. It's Mount Sinai. And Mount Sinai, of course, Moses received the stone tablets. Anyway, so he's on his way. And he doesn't get there yet, but he's getting very discouraged. So he sits down under a tree and he prays, "Enough, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." And he lay down and fell asleep under the solitary broom tree. His thought was to die. He wanted to die. Well, you know God. He's always got a better idea. So he sends a messenger to Horeb, sends a messenger to Elijah, and says, wakes him up and says, "Get up and eat. You need the strength." At his head, he finds a jug of water and some bread. So he eats the bread, drinks the water, goes back to sleep. The messenger comes back. "Elijah, wake up. You need to eat and gain strength." Now get this. After he had finished, he walked 40 days and 40 nights. Now a Big Mac will not do that to us. Anyway, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to get to Mount Horeb. Then he came to a cave. This is where our reading starts today. He came to a cave where he took shelter. But the word of the Lord came to him and said, "Why are you here?" "I've been most zealous to the God of hosts, but the Israelites have forsaken your covenant." Then the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." He's getting ready for the Lord to pass before him. So he goes, he does what he is told to do. He goes before the Lord, and the Lord will pass by, he said. Now there was a strong and violent wind, rending the mountain and crushing the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. Then it was a violent earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, there was a light, silent sound, more like a whisper. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak, went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. God passed by. We'll get back to the meaning of that. Let's go to our gospel today. Gospel we've read so often. Disciples were out in a boat, preceded Jesus to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after doing so, he went up the mountain to pray. Which means something big is going to happen. Not necessarily immediately, but Jesus is preparing himself. He goes to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed by waves, for the wind was against it. And during the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. Now you can imagine what the disciples were thinking. They hadn't had any wine that night, so they weren't having visions. And they all of a sudden say, "It's a ghost." Once Jesus spoke to them, says, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then Peter said to him in reply, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out on the water and walk to you. Jesus says, come. So Peter gets out of the boat, right? He's looking at Jesus, he's climbing out of the boat. Then all of a sudden, as he starts walking on the water, now he realizes how strong the wind is, and the waves are rolling over, and all this and all that. And now he starts to get scared. And what happens when he's scared? He starts to sink. And he reaches out to Jesus and says, Master, save me. Jesus takes him by the hand. Jesus took him by the hand. He said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And after he had got into the boat, the wind died down. Those in the boat did him homage, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Why are these readings so important to us, especially now? Now, I may be a priest, but I've sure had some problems since March, just like the rest of you. It's been difficult to be being under house arrest all this time. I, like you, spend most of the time at home unless I'm called out to ministry or I have to get some groceries. And it gets discouraging. And then, of course, you're home, and what do you look at? The idiot box, right? Which has nothing good to say about anybody or anything, which drives our morale even lower. Now we're beginning to question, where is God in all this? And like Peter, who is so bold and with great courage, gets out of the boat, then starts looking around instead of keeping his eye on the goal, which is Jesus, he starts to sink. Like some of us. I've had my moments too. It's okay. But did Jesus let Peter sink? No, he reached out, grabbed him by the hand. Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Jesus is saying that to us today, as difficult as it is for us in this day and age. Don't doubt. He's with us. We are all so fortunate, and you at home also are fortunate, that we can come together every weekend and go to Mass and celebrate the Eucharist, celebrate His presence in our community and in our world. And he's telling us, don't doubt, I'm here, and we're going to get through this together. But we got to believe. We've got to believe. Elijah didn't find God in the strong wind. He didn't find God in the earthquake. He found him in silence. And Elijah learned, God's not going to come down like a thunderbolt to give us the word we need to keep our strength. He's going to come in the whisper of a prayer. That's why I can't encourage you enough. Spend some time each day in prayer. And that's as simple as if you're taking a shower, say a little prayer as you're getting ready for the day. Say, Lord, first of all, thank you for this day. I have no idea what this day is going to bring. And if I leave the TV off, it's going to get better. But I know you're going to be with me. Whatever it is that life throws at me, I know you're going to be with me, and we're going to get through this together. I believe, Lord. But like St. Thomas, help my unbelief. Now you're ready. You've invited him into your journey, and you begin your day. When you get to lunch, just pause for a few seconds, saying, Lord, we got through the morning. I might have messed up a little bit, but I knew you were there, and we got through the mess. Now we got the afternoon. We're going to be all right. I know it's going to be good because you're going to be with me. Then we get through the afternoon. We finally sit down with family to have dinner. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the people around my table. Thank you for the people who are alone at their own table. Thank you for the blessings of this day. Now grant us peace as we enter the evening. We rest, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Now, that sounds a whole lot better than what we're seeing on TV. It sounds a whole lot better than what's going on in our world. It sounds a whole lot better, and that is the message Jesus gives us today. I am with you, and we're going to get through this together. Take my hand. We're going to make it. But we're only going to make it one day at a time. I'm not going to tell you it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen next week. I'm not going to tell you what happens next month. But I'm going to get you through today. And that's all that matters. And so often we always live in the future. We're worried about what's going to happen tomorrow, next weekend, next week, next month. We're always worried about the future. We don't realize or appreciate what is going on at this moment. Right now, here, at this table, he's going to be with us, physically with us in the consecrated bread and wine. He's going to feed you. He's going to share his very life with you. Then at the end of the Mass, he can stick around. He's going to say, now let's go in peace, glorifying the Lord by our lives. Then he gives us the final blessing, and we're off and running once again. Elijah found that not in the noise of the world, but in the silence of prayer. Peter found that out. Not in the noise of the storm, but the helping hand that he reached out. And realizing, keep your focus on Jesus and we'll get there. Don't get lost in the storm of the virus. Don't get lost in the storm of the politics. Don't get lost in the storm. Keep your eye on him. And we'll all get where we need to be.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.